Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you would increase within us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Joel, the second chapter and the 25th verse, a very familiar passage. Joel 2 and 25. And it reads, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." The topic for today is a cycle of return. A cycle of return. People of God, we are in a cycle, a season of a cycle of return. It's something the Lord stirred in you a long time ago. Even since childhood, God told me to tell you it's coming around again. There is an activation in the spiritual realm. For now, there will be a return. You once knew exactly who you were in Christ, what you wanted to be, what you wanted to do. But since life had knocked you down, you felt like all hope was gone. You even felt like, what is my purpose here on earth? And I'm here to tell you, God is bringing you back to that position of clarity and connection once again. Some of you had a dream that really floated away, or perhaps the season of life just simply took your fire and hope as the years went by. But today, the Spirit of the Lord say, release all the negativity. Release what had happened to you in the past. Release everything what the enemy has done to you and live again. We serve a God that quickens us, energizes us, strengthens us, refreshes us, restores us, heals us, and does so much more. And most of all, his love is everlasting. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you that he will work you over and make you over from head to toe. Then he will set you firm up on a rock, solid foundation. And that's the problem. Some of us has been working on a foundation that has been rocky, that has cracks in it. Come on here. That was not built by God. Some of us have been working on foundations that we were sent to only assist, but not work. And some of us have been sent on foundations that wasn't even ours. We had took possession of somebody else's foundation. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But God say in this season, he is setting you on a solid rock foundation that is built by him, and he will launch you into the season. He's launching you into the new season. I came to tell somebody on this morning, dust that old dream, dust yourself off, rise up, shake yourself, because the cycle of return has came. I came to prophesy to stir up your faith, stir up your gift. Stand tall like a child of God that you are, because it's not over. Know who you are and who you serve and who sent you. I declare a supernatural cycle of destiny and purpose over you, according to Jeremiah 1 and 5 and according to Jeremiah 29 and 11, in Jesus' name. It's just like that Shunammite woman who returned to her land several long years later. She was gone for 7 years. But listen, it was still hers. I don't care if somebody else working your dream or working your assignment, because the assignment was given to you. It's not going to work for them, because it's going to work for you, because God gave it to you. He didn't give it to them, but it was still hers. You see, somebody else has squatted in her position on her land. Did you know she had squatters on her land? Yes, she did. But upon her arrival, they had to go because of her rightful position and God-given inheritance. It belonged to her. They had to go. Some of you got squatters on your land. You was once in a place of vulnerability. You was broken. You was going through a season of brokenness. You was downhearted by the enemy. He came in and he snatched everything. But the Lord say, he has removed them. He has removed the barriers as well. 2025 was the season God was preparing you to take possession of everything the enemy stole from you. He was preparing you for enemy territory. You see, it had been a while since she'd been in her home, but as she walked those halls, it all came back because it belonged to her. People of God, you got to take authority. You got to take position. Take back. Walk those halls of destiny. Take everything what the devil stole from you back. Use your authority. And yes, it had been some time since she walked the roads on her land and worked the businesses there. But it all came back. Why? Because it was hers. She took possession of it. Authority. She took everything back. And once she took everything back, it began to thrive and produce. Once you know who you are in God and you take your rightful place, use your authoritative spiritual voice, pray, seek the face of God, put God ahead of everything. He will give everything back to you. We are in a season of cycle of return. Yes, we are in the cycle of return. God is restoring back everything, even things from 5 years ago. You see, because a cycle of return had began in her life, it was authorized by the king, and it was unable to be contested. You can read 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. First through six verses. So when God says it's getting ready to happen, nothing and nobody can stop it. If God said it, that's the stamp of approval right there. You see, such a thing is about to happen for many of us. There is a cycle of return in the atmosphere. But look, it's going to be better than it was before. That's the key. It's going to be better than it was before. And you're going to know how to work it. Excuse me. It's time to understand from your vision. You see, God gave you back then was only for an appointed time, a future time. And the time is now. Habakkuk 2, 1 and 3, a very familiar passage. It says, I will stand up on my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. If you haven't written your vision, people of God, write your vision and put it in Habakkuk 2, 1 and 3. Write your vision. And I know many people do the vision boards. That's excellent. That's great. That's good. If that's what it takes for you, do it. Give God something to work with. Tell him what you want. Don't stop praying over it. Give him something to work it. Work with. Though it tarry, wait on it. But in the midst of the tarrying, I'ma pray. I'ma allow God to prepare me for the vision. Prepare me for what's to come. Because he is not going to lie to me. It's going to come. Because God is not going to set you in a vision or in a place unprepared. Come on here, somebody. We went through a season of preparation. So now it's time to go and possess what's yours. You are returning to your dream. But it's not going to be the same dream. It's going to be better. You are returning to a place in God. It's not where you was, but it's going to be better. Your inheritance is going to be better. Your destined work that he has called you to do is going to be better. You know now, for 2026 is the year. We are in a cycle of return. I'm telling you, the Lord said it twice. Twice I heard it and I received it. And he said, tell my people, we are in the midst of a cycle of return. Don't you give up. Ha, get out of your shack. Whoo, everything is coming. And some things is not coming back to you because it wasn't meant for you to have it in the first place. Come on here now. But he's giving it back to you, what the enemy stole from you. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory and honor, which is to your name, because truly, God, we are in the midst of a cycle of return. God, thank you for the preparation. Thank you for the season of preparation. That, God, we didn't understand some things that we went through, but now we have clarity. And thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for another inspirational 15 minutes God has poured into us on today. So now I want you to understand you are in the midst of a cycle of return. Don't you give up. Stand strong. Go get what is yours and possess it. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. And I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Everyone, be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.